How much do you know about your body?
Very little.
And you say it's my body, but you really identify with the body. We all do. You say it's my body, but you really think you are the body. So why don't you say I'm the body? And then I would ask you, what is this? How much do you know about your body? What would be your answer? And then we go, how much do we know about our mind, our thoughts? If we wear our mind, which we say my mind, but we really identify with it in a normal person. Okay, so you are the mind. Although you say my thoughts, you really feel like you are the thoughts. I'm talking about in general. How much do we know about the thoughts? I mean, we think that we come up with thoughts. The thoughts come up with us. If you really look at it closely, you think the idea is you, is yours. But the idea pops up, and you own it by watching yourself, okay? And the idea mostly comes from the memory. Now we talk about birds and the plants and the dogs and animals. How much do they know about themselves? Even though they're flying, they're feeding their child, and they're looking after their eggs. Do we ask, is something wrong with this picture? We go around, right? We live a life, right? We say, this is my body. Then I should know how to fix my kidney. I mean, a mechanic knows how to fix a car, right? And if we get fixed, it's not because we know, because we get a healing above and beyond the body. If you contemplate, I can't contemplate for you, but this is what I arrived at. By realization, not by just sharing a concept with you guys, that there is only one consciousness. And this consciousness, in the purest way, when it looks at itself and it stays with itself, there is nothing to know. And there is an infinite perfection, because there is no imperfection to compare it with. But we don't identify with that because we are not being conscious of the consciousness. The bird, the dog, have the same consciousness as we do. Because they don't turn it to itself, they go around in a dream and fetch prey. As we fetch Costco. Now, this information is useless if we are not eager to go back and merge to our nature. It's useless. But if you really want to put an end to this roller coaster of life, the way humanity lives it, then we need to question that I must be beyond and above the mind and body. So anything that the five senses testify to is not me. It has to do with the body that I don't know anything about, and it has to do with the mind that I don't know anything about. This is why, as a witnessing, we have a better life. Why is it that when you witness, your life goes much easier than when you struggle? If it was the other way around, the struggle should have gotten you where you want to go. But it doesn't. Because it is not where it's at. Look, right now you look at the world, it's a rat race, right? Everybody is going. I want to stop them in New York City and say, where are you going that fast? Have you felt yourself? Have you felt the one that is running and gathering money? If you question, few questions, is the world of knowledge that comes, that the world does not know of, and is not even interested.